At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive, turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So welcome, welcome, welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose. And I am your host, Edna White. I am a life coach and a business coach. But today I'm so excited to have again someone that I've known to come to love, that we probably were spiritual sisters somewhere in the skies somewhere. I really think so. And I really love her energy. If you love me, you love her energy. I'm telling you right now, audience, I want you to lean into what she has to say, because this is Kim Love Jones. She is a certified relationship coach. And you know, we need relationships to get along on this earth. So we're going to listen to her today, put us on fire and on notice on how to really act accordingly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much again for inviting me to come on your platform. This is so amazing. Edna, I just love your spirit as well. And I appreciate you inviting me. I feel very privileged. Trust me, I do.
Oh, listen, when I meet somebody who's celestial being, because that's what it's all about. It's our celestial being. It's our energy. When I meet someone like that, it's like, hey, we could do firecracker work together.
Let me say,
and I love that about you. Arms open, heart open, more than that, smile open. Everything just opened up. As soon as we met each other, I was like, well, we know each other. We knew each other from somewhere, you know, and it wasn't on earth, but it was definitely up there. You know?
Yes.
That's the energy you got to have, the people you got to have around you that will take you places while you're not looking. You need that person, you know, you need those people to take you to different places. So I love the fact that you're a relationship coach. I think I met a couple of relationship coaches in my past that were mm-hmm. relatable, and I don't understand why, but let me just shut up. Just let me shut up. Oh, I'm leaning in on you today because I know what you talk about, and I followed you, and I listened to you, and I'm like,
wow.
How you show up in the world, because I want my audience to know how you show up.
Yes. I'm going to tell you, just I show up, Edna, just authentically as who I am. And I think as it relates to relationships, like I'm not for everybody. Everybody is not going to get me. And I'm okay with that, right? But I show up unapologetically who I am. I'm laughing loud. I'm talking loud. And I'm walking in the room with this energy like, hey, hi, you know. And I think if more people did that, I think mm-hmm. if more people came into the building as their authentic selves, yeah. they get to set the atmosphere, right? Because yeah. it's your energy. And a yeah. lot of people don't realize that that's part of the reason why a lot yeah. of relationships don't work. Like, it's the energy you carry, right?
Yes.
And they'd be like, Kim, yes. but I don't have your personality. I said, it might be personality, but I'm also unafraid.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
To just yep. show up. Exactly. Like, I'm here. Yeah. Hello, yeah. somebody. You know, Kim is yeah. here. And she's in the building.
Yeah.
And yeah. when you, it's a certain, it's not just personality, it's also confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's humility as well. Because, you know, I'm not, you know, the great I am that I am.
Yeah,
I am. Sure. But I'm here and I'm understanding my purpose
yeah.
and I'm understanding that I'm here to serve. And right. when you come into relationships to serve, right, and not to be served,
yeah.
you meet a different version of that person,
yeah.
right? So mm-hmm. I think that is extremely important. Like one of my girlfriends that I met, let's say about 11, 12 years ago, when I met her, her husband was getting sick. They didn't know exactly what was going on at the time, but they found out that it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just pretty much met her. I was around her family, you know, different things like that. And for like the first, I don't know, 7 years, she really didn't even know that I had children.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, wow. when I finally said, oh, my son, she said,
yeah.
how come you never, why did you never tell me that you had children, right. Kim? And I said, because I was here in a capacity to serve you. I wasn't coming in the door to talk about me. I was yeah. coming in the door to meet your need. Mm-hmm. And that's how we built the friendship that we have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because in that moment, we went through the whole, you know, her husband, the chemo,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and when I called her, I said, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
And you meant it. And you meant it.
Right. And so yeah. she was flabbergasted. And then when she found out I had grandkids, she was even more flabbergasted because people go like this, like they pull out all the pictures for their grandkids, right?
Yeah.
And my grandkids are like so dope. Like they bring me to tears all the time, right? And my kids yeah. as well. But it was like, no, babe, because I wasn't here
yeah.
to serve me. And right. the sisterhood that we have to this day is around me serving you and showing yeah. up and being there for you. And I think that when you do that in relationships,
mm-hmm.
you get reciprocity for people who got sense,
yeah.
right? You
yeah.
get for people who got sense, because everybody ain't got good sense. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Let's just keep it real. Everybody ain't got it, right? We gotta be honest,
no.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that posture,
right?
People be like, wow, you know, and I wasn't doing it for any other reason
right.
except to just love on her because her husband ended up passing
yeah.
away, the funeral, you know, and just yeah. sitting with her.
Yeah.
Right. And I believe that that's mm-hmm. the foundation for a great relationship. And we are yeah. like, we call each other sisters now.
Yeah.
Because we went through it together.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gonna take apart everything you just said to me. You know that, right? I'm gonna start from the beginning because I love what you talked about, going into a relationship to serve. And this is good. Now, let's talk about coding because I spoke to one of my friends. No, he's a colleague of mine, and we're talking about one of his clients and how to, readdress her to have her come back to coaching, right? All right. So, he was asking me my tips or whatever. So I said to him, he said, "Well, she's really modest, and she doesn't take credit. She's this big president of this company. She doesn't take credit." I said, "No. It's coding." I said, he says, "What do you mean?" He said, "I don't know. I'm a woman. I'm a man. I don't know what women do." I said, "When you're in a male-dominated industry, you sometimes start to code because you're going head to head with a male. So your relationship with them is kind of skewed because you have to make a stance in a world that's supposed to be all men, right? So you're making this stance and you're coding, right? So you're putting on this facade." So he says to me, "It's very, she can't seem to relate to other people." I said, "Correct. She's, again, is not modest. She's coding, so she has to take all that off." Talk about taking off, like how this works in relationships in the workplace. Because now you said something about friendship. I love it. Let's talk about taking it off in the workplace. Because I think the audience needs to know that it affects every relationship. Because when we talk about relationships, Kim, and you know this, everybody already goes right to the romantic part. They don't think about the other parts. They don't think about any of the other parts. So let's talk about the workplace relationship in accordance to, serving when you go into the workplace.
Okay, that's awesome. And I like that you said that, right? You know what I tell everybody? That the workplace and your siblings, right? And your friends is where you practice for your relationship, for your romantic.
Sheesh. A lot of us failed.
Because we literally treat people different at work than we do in our personal relationships. But if we brought that same kindness and compassion, if we showed up being authentically who we are and understood that vulnerability is not a weakness, but it is a strength to every woman, right?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's a
That's good.
strength. It is not a weakness. Right? And when you understand that, you set a different tone. That's why women are more powerful than men. When we ask for the help, when we lean into the courage that it takes, right? To get
Stop
to.
preaching now. Stop preaching. Stop preaching.
'Cause it so we don't want to code. We don't want to really code. And that doesn't mean that you don't articulate yourself well. Baby, I can go to the hood and be just as comfortable as I am at a black tie affair. It's all good, right? Howsomever, you can still be that authentic person at work in terms of getting along, and it actually gives you a leg up as opposed to a leg down, because in that in the corporate world, they want you to be tough and don't bend and just but what makes your team work corporately is your ability to be flexible and lean in to people and see them as individuals and not as a collection. Right? Because it, because
Absolutely.
it, so then when people know that you see them and that you care about them, what do? They produce more for you than they do other people. That's why this transitions
Very
into
true.
the home, right?
So very.
It's
So very.
amazing. And so, yeah, that's where I see that, because like it's okay for you, not for you to necessarily cry, but it's okay to allow somebody to come into your office for you to be a safe space, especially in a place where everybody's telling you, you can't do that, right? When you open up and people realize how much you care about them as an individual, right? They begin to produce for you on levels that you can't even understand. It's amazing.
I know, that's really true. It's so true. It's so true. Very true. You know, I can say when I ran my real estate office, I didn't want to be. The reason why I left being an agent was the way that the males ran their real estate office. And I was like, oh, no, I would never. You know, and let things slide and treat people certain ways. I was, oh, no. And I said, no, I have to get out of here. Number one, for my own peace and sanity. Number two, I know I can do this better. And when I say that before my very eyes, my business went from two agents to 15 plus another office with seven. When I say just leaning in, like you just said, just leaning in and accepting people. Yes, we're working organization together.
Yes.
But individually, I saw everybody's gift and I said, this is what you could do. This is what you could do. And make it work together. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm seeing the results of it all now.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful thing.
It really is. Cultivating now, the gifts.
I want to pull this out of you now, sister girl. I hear so many people, right, talking about letting people go, leaving, ghosting people. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody says something that you don't like, you leave them alone, you don't talk to them. I need you to talk to that because that's happening all over the world now. People are just leaving people, breaking off from people, not talking to people. How can we get this back in the relationship? How can we get back?
Yeah. You know, I think it's very unfortunate. Like, as I look at this, sometimes in a real talk, I am in tears. Like, first of all, I'm an empath, so I feel other people's pain, right?
Yeah.
But aside from that, it makes me cry because I don't think that people see the value of other people, right? So if I don't see the value in you, I can walk away from you and not even think back about it twice and go ahead on about my business. There is this book that I read about maybe now 5 years ago, and it is called The Celestine Prophecies.
Okay.
It's an amazing book. But in the beginning of the book, they talk about the Great Awakening, right? And people are over settling for dealing with nonsense.
Right.
The person or the people who walk away from you, I don't care if it's business, I don't care in what arena.
Right.
It's clear that they don't understand your value and they're not conscious enough to know who they're walking away from, right? Yeah. So, okay, that's a given. But once you wake up yourself and understand the value that you bring, you will rise so far above that kind of foolishness that you will only entertain people who are consciously aware and people who have done the healing work that would not walk away from you.
Yeah.
Right? Because there is a group of people that are just now awakening and there are a group of people who have already awoke. They're already awoke, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about this in terms of our consciousness, right?
Yeah.
Like, and our healing. Why are you entertaining somebody who don't see your value and your worth?
Right.
It's almost like a wake-up call. I just had one of those, honestly, that I can honestly talk about right now. I don't know if I want to, or even if I should, right? But I just had that happen to me. And it's around friends, right?
Yeah.
And it's just really dawning on me Like, Kim, their season in your life is over, right? And really, you know, some 30, 40-year friendships.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's not like a 3-year friendship. It's a 30 and 40-year friendship, right? So my purpose and my reason for saying that is because I finally know that I need people around me who are conscious, and they're going to clap for me just as hard as I've been clapping for them.
That's right.
Right. So people are ghosting people, but they're only ghosting people who they weren't supposed to be around anyway. So it's like we have to get over this mindset of that it had anything to do with us.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when you think about it,
that's really good.
It really doesn't have anything to do with how amazing and wonderful you are or aren't.
Right, that's good.
You're not, I said it initially, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So can two walk together unless they agree?
No.
Mm-mm. If I'm going here, and you want to stop here and get off the bus.
Right.
Babe, I love you.
I'll see you next time.
So much. Yes. The bus will be back around. You know, the bus, you know, I mean, I might go around the world before I come back. But I'm always going to love you for who you are and who you were to me. And I appreciate you and thank you for whatever it is that you gave me during this time.
Yep.
And I think the reason why it's magnified so much is because we do so much with social media, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that that's a lot of it, because before social media, people were walking away. We just didn't have a platform for everybody to see it. You know what I mean? One of my girlfriends had gotten engaged, and she's this amazing woman. And you know, I used to work with her, and before the year was out, after the big engagement online and everybody congratulating, he had broken her heart because he was cheating.
Mm.
And it didn't, you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
so it just magnifies,
right?
Because of social media even the more.
Right.
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 But people have been ghosting people for years. They just didn't call it ghosting.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're right. I don't entertain social media as much as most, because I saw social media as a way to make money. So my end result is totally different.
That part. That part. It's a business platform.
Totally different.
Right.
Yes. And the only time that I really used it, is when I go away. I like to let my family know where I am and keep, you know, like a map, like a stamp of where I am. Hey, I'm here, you know, so that I'm safe. It's a way of safety for me. You know,
yes,
it started
one
time. I'm talking about those you meet, and you cleared it up for me, because I'm a personal person like you, you know, friendly, you know, want to get to know everybody. I'm now in the last maybe 3 or 4 years, I'm tweaking my intuition in connecting energetically with people.
Yes.
And that's where I am. 3 years ago, I wasn't there because I go, why they don't like me? You know, I'm a great person. You know, like, what's going on? Now in the 3-year journey, because it's a lot, you have to learn. Even with your family, you're not going to energetically connect with them, because they may not be where you are.
Yes.
They may not be. They may energetically, not humanistically, you probably are.
Yeah.
But energetically, it can't work together, because you're always going to be doing this.
Right.
And I'm learning, even the experience with you and everyone that I'm running into, I'm learning it's energy, you know. But I'm going to ask you, because you're the relationship coach. I say, you know, I'll be on with somebody and say, oh, well, this doesn't go well. You know, I don't think we're matching, I don't think we're meshing together. We're not syncing together. This, you know, this is not working well. I appreciate you. Maybe at another time, you know, but I'm able to say that now. Whereas before I'd be like, what the heck is that? Like, you know, what is that? You know, that's kind of weird, you know? And it leaves saying it for me, leaves now closes the door. It's almost like, okay, gotta go. You know, it's not like, it's like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. And I started doing that on my podcast. So when I interview people, I'd be like, this didn't go well. This we didn't jive together well.
Wow.
And it happens, you know, it happens, you know, and I hope that we come back on another time. It may not be for us right now.
Right.
And I saw that I was doing that. And in my regular life, I would say that to people. It's like, hey, you know, great meeting you. We're just not someone that could, you know, kind of hang out together. My energy's not your energy. And that's okay. That's okay. But you have to, I think what you make a light go on for me, from you, is coming into the relationship or into meeting someone, serving. Mm-hmm. Most people want to be served. They want to be served. They want you to, recognize them and do it. You come in the room, like you said, you come in the room, you're feeling all of your energy, all of who you are. You're not meaning to overplay anybody.
No.
It's just you.
Yeah, here I go.
Yeah, here I am. And we all are brilliant stars, and there's not one dark star in the sky. There's not one dark one. Not one dark one. All of us have had the ability to shine bright. What is it going to take for you to shine bright and accept who I accept that I'm a burning, I'm a star up there. And I chose to come. I accept it.
Right.
You accept it.
Right.
So I think you're teaching me something. I just want to share that with the audience. You guys, I think that, you know, what you're saying to me today kind of lines up to what I didn't know what it was. I will tell you what it was, but it definitely is. I'm learning to meet people energetically.
Yes.
Instead of like, you know, where we are, we may go to high school together, you know, knew each other with 40 years, like you said, right? 40 years.
Right.
And then, you know, we're not in the same spot, you know, energy's not good. What's going on?
Right.
You know, why are we here? That was the last question I asked one of my long time. Why are we here like this right now? There's something going on.
Right. What is happening?
It's okay.
What's happening?
And if they don't have an answer, it's okay. Because guess what? I can no longer carry the weight of being 100% fluent.
That's it right there.
I can't carry that weight. So
that's
I give it right on back to you, you know. So, you know, and it makes us responsible because it'll keep us up at night, right?
Yes.
You know, the thing I was going through with this friend, I'm like, I can't understand it. I can't understand it. And until I said, why are we here?
Right.
Did I let it go? I let it go. It was like, why are we here? And they gave their rendition of whatever it was, and it didn't feel right. But you know what? It's okay if they feel like that. But as long as I ask that question, why are we here?
Right. And I think it's part of, you know, leaning into purpose or
you're right.
What are we doing? Right. It's saying, wait a minute, this is not wait. I just had a situation like that too. Oh my God. So much is going on since October. I'm like, God, you've just shifted me. And I didn't even realize I was being shifted until I got there. And then, you know, okay, so I'm not into like numerology and all this other stuff, right? But there is meaning behind every number, right?
There you go.
So 9 is birth, right?
Yes.
But, you know, I know 10 doesn't have this exact meaning.
Right.
But if I'm birth into a new place spiritually, right?
Right.
And we're just kicking it right now, Edna. We're just kicking it. Because I feel like I need to see this right now. And then all of a sudden, I was feeling a little bothered. Not, I was more than a little bothered, actually. But I was so like frustrated. And I was like, why am I so frustrated? What's going on with you, Kim? This is not you. You wake up grateful every morning. Why are you mad? You seem a little angry. That's not your usual, right? And what ended up happening, as I was praying about it, I began to realize, wait, you shifted. So when you get to the new place, it's like you're starting over again. Some things gotta go because they don't align with you. And so I was, this happened in October for me, and because I was like, oh God, my birthday, right? I was like, why am I angry on my birthday? I'm never angry on my birthday. I have so much to be grateful for. That's when I knew something was really wrong, right?
Going on, yeah.
But it really wasn't anything wrong more than it was an awakening on a new level for me. Yeah. And everybody couldn't go.
Right.
And you know, I always love people. And I think that we all do, because you don't turn your love off like it's a faucet. Mm. When you love people genuinely with all of your heart, you remain in that place. That person just cannot have a part going forward.
You're like, yeah, of course. Right? Yes, right.
So as I'm trying to deal with this, had a whole situation, a whole one, Edna, in the month of October with a good friend of mine. And we were having a conversation and I finally said, oh, wait a minute. I had to think about and process everything that was being said. And when I prayed, it didn't take me long after that, I began to realize that unless I was going to stay always apologizing or always bearing the weight of the total relationship on my shoulders, which is what I think you just said.
Yes.
That I was signing up, you know, friendship, relationship, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I was going to sign up for the rest of my life to deal with somebody who does not take responsibility for the role that they play in this relationship, friendship.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. I was like, Kim, sister girl, talking to myself. Yeah. We ain't doing that no more.
No.
Because this is either a relationship of, oh, I didn't know that that bothered you. I didn't know that that made you feel that way when I did this. I apologize. And it is both of our responsibility to own, because it requires work.
Right.
But if I'm dealing with someone who does not own their stuff, that is a contract signing type of deal. Well, you know how they are. Yeah. And you just decided, no, I'd rather not. So let me get off of this roller coaster ride right now.
Early.
I don't listen. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Love you.
Yeah. That's right. And be civil when you meet them. I used to not believe like you in the numbers until I really looked into the numbers.
Yes.
So 10 is a number of is wholeness, unity.
Yes.
And it's actually an area where you get wisdom, where you start to embark on wisdom. So just like the trees shed, you know, just like the trees shed, what happens? The trees start extracting the water automatically from the leaves. That's why they die.
Mm.
It automatically says, this is not the season anymore.
Right.
So automatically closes off fluids to the to the end of their branches.
Wow.
And lets them dry.
Wow.
So it's a time of wisdom, of getting to that place of wisdom, you know, and that's what we were. And some spiritual truth. So good that you got there. It's good that you got there. And it's nothing wrong with being there. That's what people need to wake up and understand. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing.
Nothing
and it's and it's all okay is what I'm really trying to get to. It's like, it's okay because I'm on this journey and I'm going to be fine. And I'm going to be fine. Right. And so is everybody else that's listening. Right. And it requires some shedding. It requires some truth telling to yourself.
That's That too. And it's a lot of inner work. And it's a lot of inner work. And it's the tree. Yes. Talk about the trees, right? We'll just still talk about that tree. Now, those that fluids, guess where it goes? The extra fluids during the winter go into the roots.
The roots. Mm. That is so dope. That is so dope. I love that analogy. Yeah, I'm like, okay, the tree. That time. But this is like a real thing.
Yeah. It goes, it's like, we are like a tree. We're literally like a tree. We are literally a tree.
Yes.
We shed, you know, if our nails grow, then what, you think that the nail is growth? No, it's the tree that's shedding.
Yes.
It's shedding.
Yes, I got you.
We have to clip them down.
I love this.
Because
everything needs, everything has a time, a season, a place. Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Could you imagine yourself if you didn't trim this tree? Just imagine. You didn't take care of it.
Right.
So people saying, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. You know, everybody, you can't do this. You can't do this. I said, listen. If you don't trim this tree, you're going to look unrecognizable.
Right.
You're going to look like Mr. It. Mr. It. Unrecognizable. You're not going to be human anymore.
Right.
Don't tell me that God intended that to happen. Don't even tell me that. I don't want to hear it. Right. I just don't want to hear it.
Right.
Because
it's true. That's why there are seasons. There are seasons for everything. Yeah. Like, everything is not supposed to come up at the same time, be right. Everything needs to change. And more importantly, though, I think, is our mindsets.
Yeah.
More important, like, we need to see this because this is for our own personal growth and development, right? It's really not even about the other people. It's about us recognizing what we need in this season of our lives, right?
Yeah,
and honoring that, not pushing it under the rug, like, oh, well, no, it's gonna be fine. No, it's not.
I hate that word fine. I hate it. As soon as I hear the word fine, I want to just like jump over it. You're not fine. There's no emotion connected to fine. It's none.
I've never even heard that before. And I know, like, it's none.
Yeah.
I never thought about there is no emotion tied to fine. I've never thought about that.
It's never, there's nothing. And I'm like, come on now.
And it's
I want to go with you now. I want to, you open the door now. So you always open doors. You open the door to our own, you know, dealing with our own self. Now let's talk about relating to our own selves, because we go all out, you know, for other people, but we don't. How do we now open the gates for us to serve ourselves so that we be able to serve others? Because sometimes we may be serving other people, but we're really not real right.
Right.
So explain that, you know, talk about that.
I think that, like, that's probably, like, I think I found this out when I got older, right? I did not know this. You know what I'm saying? Right. I didn't know it. And I think for me that I realized, like, I gotta pour into Kim. I gotta do the work. Because I realized that in every relationship that I've had, I am the common denominator.
Right.
Right. And if I am the common denominator and my relationships are wonderful or they're not, or I miss some stuff in an attempt to take care of somebody else as opposed to taking care of myself, if whatever the mistakes were, as I got older, I began to realize, like, I really got to take care of me.
Yeah.
And by taking care of me, it means leaning into the work that I need to do to be successful and honor myself, right?
Right.
It's not just, let me take care of everybody else, the kids, the husband, the nieces, the nephews. Oh, my sister and my, oh, you're not doing anything. Why don't you come and do, You don't know if I'm doing anything. Like, you're so disrespectful. But you know, that's what they think, right? They think that, right? Like,
You got all the time in the world, girl. You know you do.
and yeah, and let's, you know, and let's just pile some stuff up on Kim. You know, and I think that when I started realizing what I needed, the my value, my worth, pouring into my cup, making sure that if I like to read, just sitting down and reading a book, even if it's for 20 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think that that's like important because I think we miss it. I think we miss it, right? And we're so busy trying to please everybody else that we do not take the time to take care of us. And then we end up feeling depleted because we gave too much of ourselves away. Everybody's urgency became our emergency. And it doesn't have to be that way. So
Not at all.
I'm not 100% sure that I answered the question, but I think it's around us making sure that we honor what we need first, because we're so much better for others when we take care of and honor what we need, right? Because when you do that, then you're good. You're like, oh yeah, I went and got a massage today. I went and got a facial. I feel like I can conquer the world. Oh, okay. Oh, baby, you need me to do. You're kinder. You're gentler. You're not on edge because you're taking care of you. And you're not resenting doing anything for anybody else because you did what you needed to do for you. Right? So I, you know, I think that that's part of it. And I hope I answered the question.
You did. You did. You know, I know the audience, you know, they I always get questions about, you know, loving yourself, because I talk about that wholeheartedly all the time. You know, part of being in trauma is considering yourself first, is always considering yourself. And I say to the people pleasers, you guys know who you are. When you please people, you're not pleasing yourself. You're giving yourself, like Dr. Kim says, giving yourself away. Okay? You're giving pieces of yourself. Here you go. So when you get it, when you get back to yourself, well, who the heck am I? That's why when you become an empty nester, like, you don't given every piece of yourself away.
Every
Your kids
piece.
got part of you at the college. Your husband got a part of you at his job. Your mother's got a part of you over here. All pieces of you strewn all over the place. And then when you come into yourself, you be like, well, who am I? You
Who
got to
am
go
I?
back to all of them and collect all those pieces. Go back
That is
all
so
to them
true. That's
and
so
collect
true.
all the pieces. And you don't want to do that. So this is why we do what we do. This is why
Yes.
me and Kim do what we've got to do. This is it. Because we see this in women. We see this in black women. We see
Yes.
this all around. And we don't want that to continue to happen. We're here for
Right.
you. So Kim, tell us what you got coming on the horizon, because
Oh
we need to
my.
follow you and know what's going on and
Oh
get into
my.
the relationship. As get into the club. Get into the
Listen,
club.
I am actually having a conference. Or I, let me say it's going to be a workshop, because I might not make it a conference. It might be a workshop. I'm going to be doing that at the end of January, beginning of February, because we want to get ourselves, you know, situated, right? We want to get better. The other thing that I have going on is I have my Unlocking Your Love monthly membership group where we work on our healing. You know, and I say we because even though I teach the class, can I tell you, like, the healing is so, like, it's an ongoing process. It's like
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
ING, it's ING, it's active and ongoing. And so we are all in the class, men and women, learning and growing together. And Edna, it is amazing to watch the transformations. The light bulb moments, we meet on Zoom once a week.
Yeah. Okay.
And the light bulb moment
goes off. I love
the
it.
The tears. Mm-hmm. The epiphanies. Like, I got it.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
And
right.
I found my strength. That kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. It brings me to tears.
Wow.
And right. So I have that going on. Mm-hmm. It's so much. I just came back from Georgia.
Okay.
I did a women's retreat down there. I was one of the speakers. I didn't, however, know I was the headliner. I ended up being the headliner. Like, wait.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened. Right. So, but can I tell you that it was so amazing that I am seriously thinking about putting together a retreat?
Okay.
Because I just think, like, when women come together, and while I work with both men and women, right? When women come together and we understand our power, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It is an explosion. Of awesomeness, like, and everybody begins to own where they are, and it is absolutely amazing. And so, yeah, it was so dope. And I think I might want to put something together coming, you know, I don't know, it might be 6, 7, 8 months from now, somewhere in the Caribbean, okay, somewhere right. in the sunshine, so we could do our thing, you know, and not be bundled up, because it was really cold in Georgia, but it was nice. It wasn't
cold.
But yeah, so that's what I have going on. And yeah, I can be reached at Kim Love Jones on Facebook, Real Love Jones on IG. Yeah, and Threads. They got so much stuff going on out here.
Yeah, so I'm old school and I'm getting back into the practice of, there's a phone number you can give to everyone,
because yes.
I'm considering all the people who are driving is not going to be able to remember this link. I want them to pull over and get your phone number. So what's your phone number?
It's 516-513-8049. That is my phone number. 516-513-8049. Oh my God.
That was right.
513-8049. Oh, wow. Yeah. And great. Also, they can reach me at reallovejones.com. Just think of Real Love Jones. Think about Love Jones, the movie. And and you can catch up to me there.
All right. That's wonderful. Well, audience, if you want to ask a question, you want to really get in touch with this relationship group, I would consider it wholeheartedly. What's coming for me on the horizons, and I know that I want to get Dr. Kim in on it, December 1st, which is today, I am having Learning to Forgive Yourself and Have the Success and Love that You Deserve. Today at 7:30 p.m., we have a whole lot to go over, but it's going to be great. December 28th, Break Free from the Superwoman Trauma. You're going to love that.
Wow.
So I hope that you're around. And I am creating, excuse my dog, I am creating a summit in April, which I'd love for you as a relationship coach to be on one of the speakers, because it's going to be that hotel. We're going to have fabulous time. We're going to have some love. We're going to have some fun time. See, I'm one for fun. I love fun.
Fun.
We can be serious for a while, but fun is really where we need to be. I hope you guys connect with us, because we are a synergy that needs to be reckoned with, if you can. Thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for being there and being part of this audience today, because I am excited for who we're going to meet along the way. Thank you again for being here. And do you have any parting words for the audience?
There was anything that I would say stand in your truth, use your voice. Yeah. If you want to have authentic relationships, then be authentic. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and use your voice.
Absolutely marvelous. Marvelous. So we thank you, audience, for being here today, and we hope to see you again. Remember to like, subscribe, and share this around, and even support us in the journeys that we're in. Bye for now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.